Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Crisis Next Door, a weekly report on the biggest conflicts around the world. With host Jason Brooks.
Thanks for listening to The Crisis Next Door. I'm Jason Brooks. Protesters have been demanding democratic rights in Hong Kong since March, unyielding in their resolve and resulting in an increasingly violent crackdown by Hong Kong's police. The latest turn of events has seen a days-long standoff between police and protesters barricaded inside Hong Kong Polytechnic University. On this episode of The Crisis Next Door, we're going to hear from one of the leaders of the protest movement, Joshua Wong. Mr. Wong is the Secretary General of Demosisto, a pro-democracy organization advocating for self-determination for Hong Kong, establishing itself as a political party in 2016. Joshua, thank you for joining The Crisis Next Door.
Hi, thanks for your invitation.
First off, how are the protesters faring inside the university? Are they running out of supplies?
They are running out of supply, and we are not sure when will the riot police cut off the electricity. And they just trap those students inside the campus and refuse to let them to leave. And it's really insane for them to arrest hundreds of Hong Kong people inside the campus and arrest them with the riot charges.
The South China Morning Post reports that on Monday alone, police fired over 1,400 rounds of tear gas, nearly 1,400 rounds of rubber bullets, some 300 beanbag rounds, and over 260 sponge grenades. How significant of an escalation is this by the police?
Which is really insane for them to turn the campus into a war zone and turn those public area in the university to be the smoke surrounded battlefield. And the only thought in my mind is how Hong Kong police attempt to murder Hong Kong people.
Are the protesters going to stay for as long as they can? What do they want to be able to achieve as they're besieged by the police?
Students hope to leave the campus, but police just trap them inside and refuse to let them out. And the political demand for us are crystal clear. We are asking for free election, which means the government should be freely elected by Hong Kong people. And now is the time to hold the police accountability to stop the brutal violence crackdown.
The Financial Times is reporting on how the rules of engagement have changed, quoting an unidentified police officer who says, quote, "No one follows the rules and guidelines anymore. And when my colleagues break the law, they never admit it, and our superiors provide cover for them." Does this worry you that the police will act with even more impunity? Do you have any hopes that maybe some officers could rebel and even join the protesters?
We have no hope on the riot police, especially 16 years old young girl, result impregnated after being gang raped inside the campus. And that's the news report in Hong Kong a few weeks ago. One university student died in the protest because of being fired by bullet. Live rounds were also used by those police. And how Hong Kong from a financial city eroded until now become a police state. Government just keeps silence and allow the clash and civil unrest happen.
The UN Human Rights Office chimed in on the demonstrations, calling on authorities to de-escalate the situation, but it also criticized some of the demonstrators for using what it calls extreme violence against police, saying it's deeply regrettable and cannot be condoned. How do you feel about the UN taking that position?
UN taking that position is not the way out when Hong Kong is already suffering the humanitarian crisis. Instead of blame the victim, I would recommend that the United Nations Human Rights Committee and further experts, they should recognize how not only protests are being targeted. journalists were fired by rubber bullets. Doctor or nurse were also arrested. Even during a war, doctor or nurse or first aider would not be attacked by soldiers or army, and it's the war crime. And now, even doctors inside the protest site hope to provide medical support were still arrested by the riot charges, which is really insane.
And speaking of that, banking giant HSBC this week closed the account of Spark Alliance HK, which has been raising money to support the protesters, including medical fees for arrested protesters. How big of a blow is this?
Beijing just put lots of pressure to the banking and financial system in Hong Kong. And with their manipulation and interference, it's just forced the HSBC, the bank in Hong Kong, to shut down the bank account. And I think this kind of political censorship implies Hong Kong is far away from the economic freedom that we believe in.
Hong Kong's High Court made a pair of notable decisions this week. One of the rulings involves you, Joshua, with the High Court banning you from traveling to Europe, where you had planned to address various parliaments. You did recently visit the US, Germany, and Taiwan to press your case to politicians, and that occurred after you were arrested and charged in August with inciting others to take part in an illegal assembly outside the Wan Chai police headquarters. Why do you think the High Court denied your travel this time?
After the spokesperson of the Foreign Affairs Department of the Beijing government openly held a press conference, criticized my visit to travel, and urged the Hong Kong government should not allow me to travel abroad. And later on, the Hong Kong court just banned my travel application, which just proved that the court of Hong Kong is being overridden by the Beijing political decision.
You are also going to receive the Westminster Award for Human Life, Human Rights, and Human Dignity by both houses of Britain's parliament. How important is that recognition for your fight in winning democratic rights in Hong Kong?
We just aware and expect that the manipulation and the escalation of the suppression will continue in the upcoming few months. But I just hope to generally help people to get the idea our protest movement must continue in the next few months.
The U.S. Senate has signed a bill supporting the Hong Kong protesters called the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act after the House approved its own bill. And after both chambers work out the differences, the bill will be sent to President Trump for his signature. Now, China's foreign ministry has criticized the bill, accusing the U.S. of interfering in its domestic affairs. What does this legislation mean for the protests? And are you worried that President Trump may not sign the deal on worries it could hurt a potential U.S. trade deal with China?
With the majority support in the U.S. Congress, I am optimistic that the U.S. president will sign on the bill. And now is the time to seek for bipartisan support around the world to show their solidarity. And with such sanction mechanism developed by the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act, I hope more countries around the world can also recognize human rights should not be overrided by trade deal and business interests.
And there are similar pieces of legislation supporting the protesters, including in Italy. You've tweeted that Europe should stay alert to the reliance on Chinese economic interests and that there's no free lunch in the world. Do you think that European nations will stay on the sidelines because of their economic reliance on China?
With the Belt and Road Initiative strongly promoted by Beijing authorities, I hope more people in Europe can recognize how they define itself as the developing country, I mean China, and later on take economic advantage in Europe. But when China is the country do not show their respect on international order and liberal value, I think their threat must be recognized. And with the Huawei 5G technology incident and how they have tortured and kidnapped staff of the U.S. consulate in Hong Kong, which is really insane, and the diplomatic crisis is already generated by the regime.
The High Court also ruled that Hong Kong's anti-mask law is unconstitutional, and according to the South China Morning Post, Beijing isn't happy with the ruling and criticized the court for not doing more to end the demonstrations. How important is the role that masks have played in the protests? And does Beijing's reaction worry you that China may get even more involved in trying to end the demonstrations?
China always have to end the demonstration, but with the interference to the Hong Kong judicial in the system, which just imply that Hong Kong is suffering in the sugar-coated rule of law, and the judges in Hong Kong is still facing the pressure from Beijing authorities. And it's time for let the world to know that Hong Kong being recognized as a global city, but the legal system is already eroded by Beijing.
Have the protesters still been wearing the masks, even despite the laws that were passed to ban the masks? Have they continued to put them on in spite of what Hong Kong has wanted?
And I think that's show the courage and determination for Hong Kong people not being threatened by the authorities. And we will continue the fight.
The world has seen pictures of PLA troops standing at the ready outside of Hong Kong. What happens if Beijing gives the PLA the order to go in and end the protests? What would happen then?
The PLA already deployed the soldiers to clear the barricade on the road. And that's just happened a few days ago. In the future, will they deploy the People Liberation Army and to suppress our protesters with live round? Never say never, especially President Xi is not the leader, act rationally.
President Xi has been fairly quiet, at least publicly, on the protests, but he recently praised Hong Kong executive Carrie Lam's leadership and has demanded an end to the demonstrations. And many around the world has feared that Xi might send in the PLA, but he hasn't done so yet. Do you think that he's worried that this could be a repeat of Tiananmen Square if he was to send in the PLA and it just wouldn't make China look good at all in the world's eyes?
Is the responsibility for world leaders send a clear message to President Xi? Tiananmen Square massacre should not happen again.
The protests have been going on since March, Joshua. How much longer do you think the protests can last in Hong Kong?
Hong Kong democracy movement have already continued for 3 decades, and we will continue the fight until the day we can elect our government.
Joshua, we wish you the best. It is a very dangerous and fluid time in Hong Kong. Be safe with your mission in bringing democratic rights to Hong Kong.
Thank you.
We've been joined by one of the Hong Kong protest leaders, Joshua Wong. Mr. Wong is the Secretary General of DemoSisto, a pro-democracy organization advocating for self-determination for Hong Kong, establishing itself as a political party in 2016. Thank you for listening to The Crisis Next Door. I'm Jason Brooks. Till next time.
The Crisis Next Door with host Jason Brooks is produced weekly.
If you have any thoughts for Jason, email him at tcndpodcast@kcbsradio.com. Again, that's tcndpodcast@kcbsradio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.